This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged the authorised economic operator mutual recognition agreement. 2 countries announced the launch of negotiations on a free trade agreement and negotiations on an arrangement facilitating the mobility of professionals and skilled workers. New Zealand has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and has become a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions covered various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said they had detailed discussions on various aspects of the bilateral relationship and both sides decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defense and security partnership. He said that along with joint exercises, training and port visits, a roadmap will be prepared for mutual cooperation in the defense industry. In Maharashtra, tensions between 2 groups broke out last evening in the Mahal area of central Nagpur. Rumors about the alleged vandalism of religious symbols led to communal tensions between the 2 groups, resulting in stone pelting and the burning of vehicles by some antisocial mob. Police forces deployed for controlling the riot used tear gas shells and cane charge to disperse the mob in Chitnis Park and Mahal areas. Cyber team searched CCTV footage and police also did the combing operation to arrest about 15 antisocial elements involved in violence clashes. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis have appealed the people not to believe in rumours and to maintain peace and harmony. Nagpur Police Commissioner Dr. Ravindra Singhal has imposed prohibitory orders under Section 163 of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita in the Mahal area of Nagpur to restore law and order. Additional police personnel and a team from SPRF have also been deployed to keep the situation under control. Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip have claimed the lives of more than 200 Palestinians, including women and children, according to Gaza's health ministry. The renewed offensive follows the collapse of truce negotiations between Israel and Hamas, which had faltered over disagreements regarding the terms of the ceasefire's next phase. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, in coordination with the Israeli Security Agency, ISA, confirmed the attack, stating that they targeted Hamas infrastructure and operatives. The strikes have left widespread destruction and further strained the already dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. The conflict in Gaza erupted on October 7, 2023, after Hamas launched a cross-border attack into southern Israel, killing around 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and capturing 251 hostages. Since then, Israel has pursued a relentless military campaign against Hamas. United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, announced that astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams, who have been stranded on the International Space Station, ISS, for over 9 months, will return to Earth tonight. The Dragon spacecraft hatch closure preparations have begun and will be touching down Earth at 3:27 a.m. tomorrow. In an official statement, the space agency said conditions are favorable for the return of the Crew 9 mission from the International Space Station. The astronauts anticipate ocean splashdown off the Florida coast. A SpaceX Crew Dragon aircraft will also carry NASA astronaut Nick Hague and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov. U.S. Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard said that the United States is deeply concerned about persistent persecution of religious minorities, including Hindus in Bangladesh. In an interview to a private TV channel, U.S. National Intelligence Chief was critical of the crumbling situation in Bangladesh and highlighted the Trump administration's firm resolve in tackling the extremist forces and Islamist terrorism. Russia has confirmed that President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump will hold talks today on ending the Ukraine conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov stated that preparations are underway for talks between the two leaders. And that is the end of this news bulletin.